Haynes welcomes home a state championship wrestler. And I check in with the National Weather Service from Juneau about the forecast. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Last year, Haynes Glacier Bear wrestler Wesley Verham won the Alaska Division II Boys State Wrestling Championship in the 215-pound weight class as a junior. In his senior year, Wesley wanted to one-up himself, so he moved into the heavyweight division that tops out at 285 pounds. And he brought home another championship.
Yeah! Nice job, Wes!
That's the sound of a community celebrating a champion. Wesley Verham rode atop a fire truck with sirens wailing through the picturesque coastal Alaskan community of Haynes on Sunday. Throngs of onlookers cheered, drivers honked their horns. Verham had just returned from the state tournament at Anchorage and brought his second state championship in 2 years home to Haynes. Verham says it was a comment his coach made to him just before his final match that helped inspire the victory.
He came up to me and pointed at my singlet, and my singlet says Haynes Glacier Bears. And he said, Wesley, this is the last time you're going to wear that singlet. This is the last time you're going to represent Haynes. Go make it count.
And Wesley did. He was the second seed in this year's tournament, even after winning last year. And that ranking didn't sit well with him.
That already had made me mad going into the tournament, because I knew I deserved the first seed, but I didn't win state in this weight class last year. I won it in the 215.
Verham bulked up to 254 pounds for this season, but his championship match saw him pitted against an opponent from Barrow who weighed in at 280 pounds.
He's one heck of a wrestler. He's up and coming. He's a freshman, really strong. I'm really looking forward to keeping my eye on him.
As Verham tells the story of the championship match, he was all set to come out aggressive at the starting whistle. The two wrestlers got into position and they had to wait. There was a timing error. So when the wrestlers finally got back into starting position, his mojo was off. But he was determined to overcome the hiccup. Verham came out strong and outscored the big man from Barrow in the first two rounds. Each match in the tournament featured 3 2-minute rounds, and in the third, Verham saw his chance to pin his opponent.
I watched that guy all of his other matches because I knew it was going to be me and him in the finals. I knew he was going to upset the first seed. So I was watching him, and I saw him roll a guy through because they tried to get too excited and got over-adjusted. So in the third round, I could have pinned him, but I didn't want to get rolled through. So I played it safe, and I pulled back, and I won with the majority of 9-2.
Let's go!
And that sort of intelligence is what separates the good competitors from the greats. Wesley Verham is hoping to attend technical school next year and eventually earn a degree in construction management. He's also excited to wrestle at the next level.
There's nothing better coming in as a freshman and being humbled by those seniors. Those guys are going to be stronger than me, bigger than me, and they're going to fight harder than me. But I have no doubt by the time I'm a senior, I'll be helping the next freshman come along.
When asked if he had any final comments, the humble champ from Haynes responded with this.
I really wanted to say thank you to the school, to the search clinic for keeping me updated on my testing, and for the community supporting me from my first ever basketball meet down when I was in fourth grade all the way up into being a two-time state champion.
Congratulations to Wesley and the entire Haynes High School wrestling team for another championship season.
Yeah!
On Tuesday morning, I checked in with Ben Lindstedt from the National Weather Service in Juneau about the forecast for the rest of the week and the upcoming Memorial Day weekend.
We still got showers around for the beginning of the week, at least for today, this afternoon and tomorrow. And then it looks like we're going to have a brief precipitation break Thursday, maybe into Friday morning with maybe some breaks in the clouds before rain comes back for the holiday weekend. Comes back Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, great. A lot of people around here are calling this fourth winter. Does that sound accurate to you?
Well, with the below normal temperatures and precipitation hanging around, especially when this is our dry season, I think that sounds about right. Everybody's ready for a little summer here.
And when is that coming? Do we know?
Actually, I looked at the Climate Prediction Center's outlooks for June, and there is no significant signal for precipitation. So that means that we can expect near normal values. But for temperatures, there is a weak signal pointing toward above normal temperatures for June through August. So, you know, maybe we could have a summer on the horizon here.
All right. But for this week, we're looking at pretty wet and pretty cool.
Yep. And a few, like I said, a few breaks. Thursday looks like the choice day. If you're going to be out and about, it looks like we may get some breaks in the clouds before the rain arrives on Friday.
Now, how much rain are we talking about? Are we talking downpours? Are we talking sprinkles?
For this upcoming weekend storm, it looks like there's several different pieces that are going to be impacting us. Nothing really significant, maybe between a half inch and an inch of rain.
What about wind?
Yeah, for this week, we're starting off pretty calm here. It's going to flip-flop this afternoon, become south or southeast in Haines, and increase to 20 knots tomorrow and kind of stay right at 20 knots through the end of the week. So just below that small craft advisory criteria in Lynn Canal.
Oh, okay. So that's a significant breeze then. That's not...
Yep.
Yeah, that's no joke. So it's going to be windy and wet and cool all
yep.
week. Okay.
Sounds, that pretty much sums it up.
Yep, sounds like southeast to me. I appreciate it, Ben. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. That was a conversation between myself and Ben Lindstedt from the National Weather Service in Juneau. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.